Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today. Excited to have our guest Dan Webb back on once more. Before I get into that, just remind you that we'd love to have you come visit us on our website, www.moneyripples.com. That's moneyripples.com. Love to have you come visit us there. And remember, we're all about that cash flow, all about that freedom, prosperity, and quality of life right now. So I'm going to bring on my guest here, Ann Webb. Now, some of you have probably heard her show from before. If not, I recommend you check out that show where we talk about ideal life vision that she talks about. And we'll have her briefly just tell us a little bit about what that is again if you're listening for the first time. But I'll tell you, Ann is incredible. Not only has she been in business for many, many, many years, she's been applying this ideal life vision that's helped people achieve miraculous, amazing things, myself included. And I'll tell you, it's great. I've even renewed mine for the year, just so you know, Ann. I've got mine going for the year and listening to it strong. So anyways, Ann, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. It's always fun to talk to you, Chris.
Always, yeah. And so, Ann, this, just for our listeners, in case they're coming on for the first time or they haven't heard your previous show, which we still recommend they go do, tell us just tell us a little bit about what Ideal Life Vision is and what it does.
Sure. I don't even have a real good description of it, but some of my clients like to call it, a minutely detailed personal mission statement or, a way to manifest things, a declaration of intention, whatever you want to call it. I call it a revolutionary goal-setting system, but really it comes down to two things, clarity and focus. And the clarity part is just instead of, writing a goal, just like, I want to make more money or I make $100,000 in 2015, rather than just single sentences. This is really taking it to minute clarity. So it's not just the what or the goal, but the where, the when, the by when, the how, the action plan, and of course the emotion and the motivation, the why.
Right.
So, instead of just sentences, it's full on paragraphs and even pages. I mean, I don't know how long yours is, but this year mine's like 12 pages, single space type. So that's a whole lot of clarity. And
yes.
Then there's the focus part, which is really kind of the unique piece of this, which is now you're going to record it in your own voice with a certain kind of music, put it on your iPod or, put it on a recording and then listen to it every day. And the reason you do that is because it's a combination of the power of your own voice, which is your most believable voice, the music that takes it into the subconscious, the daily repetition. And again, we're going back to that, minute clarity. It's a combination of all of those that literally changes the neural pathways in your brain, which of course changes, your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, which finally change your results. So that's kind of a nutshell of what it is.
Yeah, love it. I like to refer to it as goals on steroids.
It's, yeah.
and even then, I don't think I'm doing it justice. It really is very unique, very, very powerful in what it is. And yes, mine did increase by about a whole page. I got up to 7 pages, not 12,
yeah,
but I'm up to 7 at least. So, I agree. It's awesome. And for those of you that have heard me talk about doing that morning routine, that hour of power, this is a great time to do that. It's right during that period of time. I personally like to do it when I'm out exercising, going for a walk, just something like that. You can do it while you're multitasking, driving, whatever. It's great.
Yep, absolutely.
So, Anne, so definitely we're into the new year right now with this. And I know that people have made some pretty ambitious goals this year. Some are probably thinking about goals maybe this year. Maybe they don't have that clarity and focus yet. But I know a lot of times we get to where we're now almost about 3 weeks out into the year. A lot of people do actually get a little bit hung up and stuck. And I know you've learned over, I mean, you've done this for what now, 25 plus years? You've been doing this type of method?
25, exactly.
Yeah. And so you've been doing this for a while now and have learned some great tricks. So for those of us, and especially if people are using your Ideal Life Vision, and definitely check it out, ideallifevision.com. For those that are using it, a lot of times I know people might get a little bit frustrated or impatient. What would you tell to those of our listeners here that they're trying to, they have some pretty ambitious goals? Maybe they're feeling discouraged. Maybe they're not there yet. But what are some key tips for you that have not only allowed you to get those results, but get them faster?
Okay. Well, the first thing that came to my mind when you said that was, you know, people getting discouraged sometimes, you know, because, again, we set these big, ambitious goals at the first of the year. And a lot of times, you know, we want them yesterday, okay, or today at the very latest. And that's the thing that's kind of funny, because occasionally, you know, I do get people that will, you know, email me or text me or whatever and say, hey, Anne, you know, I don't know if I'm doing this wrong or what, but I've been doing this for 2 to 3 weeks now, and my life hasn't completely changed, and I haven't hit all my goals yet. and again, you know, I hear those, and I kind of have to chuckle. So kind of my tip on that is really that we need to practice patience. I mean, obviously, we understand, you know, the law of the harvest. You have to plant a seed, but you also have to wait for it to grow, and we have to be patient with that. So, you know, and I think I've told my story, you know, on your show before, but I remind people, I go, do you remember that story? And they're like, yeah, I heard you tell that. It took 11 months before I saw the results. So it's kind of like, you know, waiting for, you know, your baby. You know, that's 9 months. And of course, if you've ever been pregnant, it's like, how fast can this baby get here? And you plant a garden and you have to wait, you know, 3-4 months sometimes, two to four months. So we need to be a little bit more patient because, particularly like I'm, again, being really, really good on my diet right now. Okay, I'm eating good. I haven't eaten sugar all year, you know, that kind of thing. And there's part of me that's just going to go, hey, now when's this weight going to be up? I've been doing this for a week now, okay? But at the same time, it probably took me 6 months or a year to pack on those few pounds that I need to lose, and it's going to take a little bit of time. So patience, understanding the process, and hanging in there, you know, hanging in there, that's the thing, because I will tell you that my friends, you know, you included, Chris, the people that are getting the results are the ones that see this not as a really short-term quick fix, you know, let me use Life Vision to make me $1 million in the next 6 months, but are people that just understand that that you can use this tool for reaching short-term and long-term goals and changing, you know, long-term bad habits into good ones and establishing new habits and routines even. So that would be the first tip.
A few things came to my mind there when you were saying what you really reminded me of on the patience aspect is that concept of power versus force.
Yeah.
Is that so many times people try to force the results. They got to make it happen. They got to do it by this exact day. And if it doesn't happen this day, their life is over and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And what I've seen happen is that the more you're trying to force it to happen, not taking steps forward, there's a difference. But those that really are desperate about it tend to drive the results away much further away than they want to.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so that reminds me of, you know, kind of the other thing, again, you know, when I'm kind of people that are new to Life Vision, you know, they don't have the years and years of experience that I do, but I also want to remind them that that you can use it kind of as this high expectation, but have this lower attachment. And so kind of what I mean by that is there's a lot of times, you know, that we don't know exactly I mean, our vision might be limited, okay? So we sit down, we set these goals, we think there are, you know, for our best good, we think this is the ultimate, this is what I want. And yet I've come to learn that a lot of times when I set those goals, it doesn't have to be exactly, because a lot of times the whole purpose of writing those goals was just to compel me to take some sort of action, okay, get my butt in gear, let's move forward, you know, let's propel, let's go forward, take those steps forward. And somewhere along the line, it seems like frequently a better opportunity, a different, an expanded vision, something a little bit different than what I put exactly into my life vision appears. And I consider that perfect, okay? So some people, again, if they're new, might go, okay, now wait a second. You know, I asked, okay, I'm going to give you this example because this is like straight out of my own life vision. But, you know, I'm currently working on taking life vision into developing countries. And so this year in my 2015 life vision that I wrote in December, I really, really was focused on Kenya, Africa. I mean, over and over. And again, you know, I'm putting that out there. But lo and behold, I'm just going to be honest about this. This billionaire that I'm friends with from India appears, resurfaces. Okay, again, I've worked with him before, and he's like, hey, you ready to bring this back to India? And again, you know, that wasn't on my radar particularly. But again, that was part of the bigger vision. We're taking this global. And so now I'm diverting a little bit of my energy over into India this year as well, and had to kind of rewrite my life vision because it's like, why would I not, you know, I'm making that effort, and yet it takes a little bit of a diversion, and yet it's perfect. So hopefully that makes sense.
No, it totally does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that a different outcome than you expected?
You know what? I don't know. In some ways, yes, but kind of in some ways, no, because I'm still going to get my Kenya goal. It's just that here's a different one. And I guess possibly it's a little bit different because I wasn't imagining that. And yet it's, again, the means to the end again. You know, it's part of the big vision. And I just didn't have that on my radar yet. So I don't know. So yeah,
it sounds like you got what you wanted. It just didn't come the exact means.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes along with the thing that Truant Cathy, CEO of Chick-fil-A, I remember his name now.
Okay.
Truant Cathy talked about where he doesn't plan. You know, he has a vision of what he wants, much like you have an ideal life vision, but the plan or the implementation of it, the how to, he really just sees the first step, and then he just keeps a strong, firm vision in his mind, and then is open to different results. Is that kind of what you've experienced too?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is I do believe in action plans and stuff.
Maybe, yeah.
But the thing that's kind of interesting is, even though, like, if he and I were to sit down and talk, it might sound like it's different. It probably isn't. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not attached at all to the action plan. I do put one in there because by putting one in there, it compels me to take action, and yet sometimes the action is completely different than what I put in my life vision, which everyone out there that has a life vision, that's okay.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and I can see this too, where sometimes you need to have a very specific action plan. You know, for example, I bet like with people, especially with nutrition and fitness, you probably know exactly what it takes to get to where you want, or you have a good general idea. So you could probably put that action plan into place. It's not like something out of the blue will happen and all of a sudden your health shifts, you know, or like your health improves just out of randomness, right? I think there's some things that you can really plan on hard, like really firm. Other things like the action plan that gets you moving to action, even if that action has to change over time, that's fine because it's still going for that end result. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Now, here's one thing I've done in mind too. I want to ask your opinion on this too, Anne. But you know, one thing I've noticed with my goals is I don't just write down what, and I also do write down the why, because I got to have a motivating factor there. But I also write there of who I need to become to achieve that goal. Do you do that as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the big things. It's not just you know, the I do, the big, long, glorified to-do list.
Yeah.
It's also the beingness, okay? You know, who, what kind of person are you? Okay, so it's that beingness, absolutely, positively, that needs to be in there. And usually, you know, there's a big chunk of that in the spiritual section, but actually there's beingness in every section as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that too. That's been more powerful for me than anything, because if I can write down more specifically about who I need to become,
yep.
I know it's a lot easier to go and do that action plan.
Yep, exactly.
So do you ever get people to get frustrated with those results and get a little bit impatient?
You mean like with the results in goal setting in general and life vision? Yes, both.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you see attachment to where people want a certain result and they're not open enough to see the door that opens that's actually the doorway to get them where they want? How often do you see that?
Oh, you know, I'm a little bit even frustrated with one of my friend's clients as well, because they have a goal and they are absolutely bent on it has to be through funding. Okay, it has to look like this. This is the way it's going to look. And yet, you know, I've built my business without getting any funding. Okay, bootstrapped it, worked it a little at a time. And I've watched her put that over and over in her life vision for 2 to 3 years. She has not received that. And yet, the thing that's kind of interesting is if she would have maybe been a little bit open to different ways of achieving the goal, I think it would have happened sooner. So again, we can't really always be attached to how it's going to happen. We can't always be attached to when it's going to happen. So, you know, talking about, you know, people ask me all the time, okay, so should I put a date in my life vision? Like I make $10,000 a month by starting in March of 2015. And again, you know, when I hear a question like that, I understand their concern, because, you know, some of us are really motivated by dates, and other people get really discouraged if that date comes and goes and it didn't happen. So usually my advice to people that ask about, okay, should I put a date for my weight loss goal or my money goal? I usually say, let me ask you a question. If that date comes and goes and you didn't achieve your goal, what are you going to do? Okay, and I usually say that to them, and they kind of look at me like, what's the answer to this question? What do you want me to say? Okay, and I just say, look, I just want to know, because it's really a mindset thing. If they say, well, I'm going to be pretty darn discouraged, then I'm going to say, you know what, probably just skip the date then. Or if they go, I don't know, maybe I'd just re-record my life vision and change the date. I'd say, then I go, and I'd probably ask them, but would it make you take more action? And if they said yes, I'd say, put the date in then. So again, there's different personalities, people that, you know, are compelled by a date, and people that, you know, could get super depressed if they didn't hit it. And again, the thing about dates, if you really think about it, it's seriously just us grabbing a number out of the air and planting it and going, yeah, this sounds like a good date. And yet we can't tell our garden to be done growing and have the fruit out there by, you know, June 30th, when really the, you know, the growing period is August.
Right.
So again, sometimes those dates are just us kind of wishful thinking. I want it faster than it's going to happen. And so, you know, there is a natural time frame for a lot of different things that we need to probably be aware of. I think it's our impatience that, you know, scoops it up 3, 6 months, a year, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I agree. It just seems like anytime that we care too much, you know, anytime we get too attached, that's usually when we don't really get to see the results. And it's not that you don't become apathetic. You don't, you know, stop caring altogether to say, oh, whatever. But it's more of just, okay, here's what I want, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it. If it goes past the date, you know, that's fine. Like whatever time, however much time it takes, it's perfect. That's exactly the amount of time it needs to take.
Yep.
I've noticed when I take that kind of attitude, it tends to happen faster. It's almost the exact opposite effect of what people expect to happen.
No, I agree. I agree. I don't really put dates in mine as much as I used to in the early days. I mean, I definitely think for some people, and even for some new people, sometimes it's good to, again, to compel them to take action and to be a little focused, but it's certainly not for everyone. So.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I put in some dates, but I'm not, you know, like, for example, if I put in what half marathon I want to run, I'm definitely going to put the date down, right?
Right, yeah.
And maybe what kind of condition I need to be in by which date, but... Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put a date on every single thing because, you know, the reality is it doesn't really matter. I just want to achieve as fast as I can and as fast as it's naturally going to happen with my efforts.
Yeah, and like you said before, a lot of this is about our beingness anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not always just about, oh, I need to be X amount of weight by this date. Really, in what we're saying is we want to be healthy, you know?
Yeah.
We want to be that embody health. So,
exactly. Love it. And this is great stuff. Any final parting words for our listeners that are trying to get goals and achieve the results faster?
Well, I'm going to recommend, if you haven't done a life vision, that you should. I just have to say, it's kind of interesting that we're talking today. Yesterday, I had maybe eight or nine people reach out to me to tell me about some amazing results that they've gotten lately. And again, kind of going back to this patience thing, I think this is kind of fun. One of our mutual friends, I hope she doesn't mind that I say this, but Cherie Burton, I got a little holiday card from her, and she talks about this new baby that they're adopting. And she says, Emma, she has a picture of her. Emma means whole, complete. And then at the bottom, she handwrote this. She said, Anne, that exact phrase, whole and complete, was in my relationship life vision for 2 years, waiting for her to show up.
Wow.
So again, you know, it's kind of interesting because Cherie hung on to that. You know, it's going to happen, and it was 2 years, and yet, who wouldn't wait 2 years to have their little sweet baby, you know, arrive? So again, life vision, it's life changing. But there's a few little things that we need to just kind of relax about, and that is that expectation, you know, that can make us crazy this time of year. Oh, I've got to get my goals, get them, you know, like that we're all in January. You know, again, just that phrase, high expectation, low attachment, and yet by doing that, it's so interesting how we usually still get, you know, most of the things that we want. So, again, I love to just say this phrase. I probably even said it on the last show, but I still think it's so powerful. And that is, you know, the best way to predict the future is simply to go out and create it.
Love that quote. That's right. I totally agree with that, man. Oh, well, Anne, thank you so much. This has been fantastic. Thank you for being a guest on again. I'm sure we're going to have you back maybe before the end of the year to see how people are doing, right?
Yeah,
well, but no, it's been an absolute pleasure. And everybody listening, I really do recommend, go check out Anne's website, ideallifevision.com. Check out their stuff. She's got amazing trainers, lots of great resources there. And I'm telling you, this is it. Without clarity of purpose, you'll never know the difference between an opportunity or a distraction. You know, if you've got that clear vision, you'll notice you're going to work less to get more results. And that's the thing. It doesn't mean it will be easy, but it's so going to be worth it, just as Anna just mentioned. So, well, great. Everybody, I wish you a great and wonderful and prosperous week this next week. Go and make it happen. Don't just sit and listen. Don't be a hearer of the word, but be a doer as well. Go make it a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.